Hi there. We were just wondering what bus or train or public transport that we could get that would bring us to Dublin. We were just looking to do a day trip there rather than here.
So, sorry, public transport?
Yeah, just what's the most direct route? We don't have a car. We thought, someone thought that they were booking for us for a weekend in Dublin, but we've ended up in Dumbracken, and I can only half see how that mistake has been made.
They are very close to each other on the forms.
They also share quite a lot of similar letters, so, you know, really.
Thank you. I'm sure you have guests here to whom the same thing happened all the time.
Not all our guests are as enthusiastic as we would like, but...
We're
happy to have everyone.
If you had any, like, maps, or you could tell us where the best bus stop is, for us to go to Dublin.
So you don't have a car?
No car.
How did you get here?
An expensive taxi.
Okay. So we don't have, you know, your sort of Dublin standard infrastructure. You could walk there. That would be about... What would you say your pace is?
I ran a half marathon about 15 years ago.
Oh, good for you, sir. Well, in that case, I'd say it'd be about closer to 4 days than five.
Okay.
On foot.
So not possible as a day trip.
Then. Well, your other option is Jim does have a trailer and he goes to the farmer's market with his cabbages twice a week. And he's been known to take passengers. You know, that would be obviously much quicker than the foot option.
When you say trailer, are we in the cab part of it? Like, are we on seats or are we in there with the cabbages?
I think he likes to negotiate that personally with, it, you know, each passenger.
Oh, I quite like to haggle. I'd love to haggle.
Yeah, but what if one of us gets a seat and then one of us ends up in with a cabbage?
I'm a good haggler. I reckon I can get us both seats at the front.
Okay, well... When is the next time that he's heading down to Dublin?
Oh, well, jump me. He's just out the back. He's delivering our cabbages.
Welcome back to Dumbracken.
Hi. Hi there. I left my shoes under my desk. It's a pair of shoes, and I know the offices are closed, but I need them.
Well, I can't have you walking about the office just looking for random pairs of shoes. Could you possibly describe them to me and maybe I could have a quick look and maybe, you know, it's just I've got strict instructions. I can't let anybody in after a certain time, you know.
I'll be very quiet.
Well, clearly you've got no shoes on. I can see that now.
Yes.
You've got nothing on your feet. And they would also complain a bit about that if I let someone walk around barefoot. But I can have a quick look for you. I mean, could you want to describe the shoes?
They're pink.
Pink shoes?
Yes.
Oh, I definitely shouldn't be letting you in here at all, then. This is a very serious place of work. I can see why you left them under the desk now. But I can have a look now, but you'll have to fill in a form first anyway. You'll have to fill in that form because, I need you to write down the exact description of the shoes. What size are they?
Size 2.
Size 2?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure they're size 2? Are they your shoes? Are they? I mean, you know, that's the other thing as well. This is going to raise a few more other questions now. It's like, are you asking for someone else's shoes?
They're a gift.
They're a gift. So are they open? Are they sitting in a box?
I had to take them out of the box so I could see what they looked like.
And did you throw the box away then?
Yes. They're under my desk.
Okay, well, you have to point out where's your desk? Which one's your desk?
It's right in the middle of the trading floor.
Right in the middle of the trading floor? Oh, that really important big round desk.
Yes.
Yeah. That's your desk. That's a lovely desk. You must be quite important.
Where's the form?
The form is in front of you there. That's the form and I put it down there.
But this is 5 pages.
Yeah, for God, if you keep starting, look, there's a pen. It's on the chain, so you'll have to stay.
Boss!
Yeah.
Boss, there's an emergency. We have to evacuate the building now.
Evacuate the building? Why
we find a strange pair of pink shoes on the desk. The round desk in the center. We think it's a bomb.
That's them.
Oh, yeah, but we're going to have to get the bombs, I suppose, in there. Because they've been reported now as a bomb, you see. So that trumps whatever purpose you're going to put on the form.
My neighbour, sure, he's a wild man for stealing my packages. Because he would just take them. I get delivery, so I did, from the mailman. And he would just take all my deliveries, so he would... And now, of course, my first line of action, what did I do? Sure, I went straight and I asked my postman if he could just put my packages into my bin. But he laughed at me, so he did. He says mail wasn't rubbish. You can't even be doing that now. That'd be silly. Sure, what if he could get in trouble? Because how does he know the bin schedule? And sure, if he puts them in to the bin, and then the bin man comes along, and then I shout at the postman, and then that'd be a whole thing. So that was no good for him now. He didn't like that as a solution. So I tells the postman, so I did. I told him to just give the packages, to give them to me inside the house. And sure, he said, sure, that's what I've been doing. So he did. That's what he said to me. I've been doing that the whole time. I've been giving to someone in the house. I said, sure. What do you mean? I live alone and, well, I haven't been getting any of the packages handed to you from me. Now, have you? He said, I don't know, and to be fair, I don't know if I believe this now, but sure, what did he say to me? He said, I don't know what to tell you. I said, I've been giving these packages to someone at the front door every day. I said to him, sure, well, can you tell me this now? Was it me you've been giving them to? And he says to me, sure, how would I know? I see so many faces every single day. Would you have some sort of interesting feature that I would remember you by? And I says to him, sure, that you're the one looking at me right now, aren't you? So do you not recognise me in my house here now? But he came back to me with a fair enough response. He says, sure, now, I might recognise you, and I might recognise this house, but, you know, I can't be sure that I recognise the both of you together. And he had me, so the postman was no use. I was going to have to get to the bottom of this all on my own without the postman's help now. So I'd have to go down myself, and I went and got myself one of those newfangled ring doorbells, and they're weird things now, because they say they're ring doorbells, but the odd things, they're just sitting there videoing everything. A better name for it would be a video doorbell, no? Because sure, don't we already know a doorbell's going to ring anyway? That's the primary, and in most cases, I would argue, the only function of a doorbell is to ring. And sure, ring and bell are just synonymous with one another, aren't they? So that's a bit of a misnomer. You might as well just say bell, door, bell, you know? But that's neither here nor there now, to be fair to you.
So, thanks for coming out to this tour of the village. This is the village part of the town. And it is actually the underdog, we call it, of the town.
How old is it?
So the village has been about before most of us were born. We're actually standing on the site of the first ever train station of Dunbracken. And as you can see, we actually used to have a bridge. Now it's only half a bridge now. So don't climb over it. Come back. Can you bring your son back, please?
You don't know how old it is.
Yes, it's older than most of the people in the town.
How old is it?
Hey, Mom! Mom, look!
What's wrong, Jimmy?
I'm on top of half the bridge.
Don't jump. Don't jump. What happened last time?
No, I'm not going to jump.
Don't jump.
I'm not going to jump.
So how old's the village?
So, the village is older than most of the people living here. So if we move on down to the street here, this is the main street of the village.
Well, what age is the oldest person?
Well, on the right you will see a building that the oldest person in Dunbracken used to live in, but it is now a horse stables. So, now you see that horse there? Do you like horses? Young boy, do you like a horse?
No, horses. No, don't like horses. No, they're dangerous. They kick you.
Well, let's look.
I like heights.
Keith, do you like horses?
I'm all right with horses, actually. I don't mind them.
Right, Keith, you'll be the volunteer then on the tour. Come here. It's called immersive touring. We're going to get you.
Right.
Come over here and hold my left hand.
Okay, then. And what do you want me to do?
With your right hand, you put your hand on the horse's nose.
Right on the horse's nose.
Are you ready for this, everyone?
It's going to kick, Mum, I bet you.
Its feet are at the back. It lost the front to you in a wee accident. If you just watch me, do you know what a Mexican wave is?
I've seen it on the television. They do that during the football, don't they?
Right, so what's going to happen? I'm going to lift my arm here, and when you feel me lift my arm that you're holding, you do it too, and see what the horse does. See what the horse does, everyone.
Really, everyone needs to take back. Ready? Step back, step back, step back.
Ready, Keith?
Ready when you are.
Here we go. Have you ever seen a horse do that? No, you haven't.
I have never seen a horse do that, no.
It was fascinating. Do you see the way its hair moved?
It didn't move, Mum. It didn't move.
I didn't see it move. She still doesn't know what age the village is.
Jump in. Jim!
What?
Jim, we might have a few passengers for you this afternoon.
Oh, hello.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jim.
All right, firm handshake there, Jim. Yeah. I like that.
These are our newest guests.
Shake my hand, yep.
Oh, welcome.
There we go. Okay.
You want a cabbage?
We want to go to Dublin.
Yeah, they want to go to the big city.
Big city, boys and gals.
I said you were the man to talk to.
Oh, yeah, I'll be doing a trip up there Tuesday morning.
That's today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're at 11:30, so, like, there's a little morning.
Are we,
you haven't left yet?
No, I'm here currently.
Yeah, but as in, like, you haven't already done the trip.
No,
down
I
to
haven't.
Dublin.
No, I haven't. I spend my day going down there. So I'll be going Tuesday morning.
I thought we were going to still
that gives
see if somebody by staying here tonight rather than in
time?
Dublin.
Yeah, you seem to have lost track of time, but I reckon we can get a lift. But you're coming back the same evening, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll drop them off and I'll be right back on the road again.
Oh, right away.
I'll return Wednesday twilight.
Wednesday twilight. Could stay in Dublin.
Well, that was the plan originally, was to stay in Dublin.
No, I'm telling you, I drop these off, these cabbages, and then I go. Isn't that right?
Oh, I know. You're not one for hanging around, Jim.
Not one for hanging around, except when I get talking to our Bill out there. I've got talking to the head chef is what I've lost track of.
Oh, well, you too. You're like peas in a pod.
Yeah. We do not
cabbages
get along
in a truck, eh?
Along, yeah.
Good one, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'm very funny.
Would you like to sit up front?
I would love to. You know what? It would be great if my wife could sit next to me as well.
Are you as funny?
Yeah.
Wonderful, two funnies. That'll make for a delightful trip, yeah.
Well, that'll really pass the time on the
it
road,
will.
Won't it?
Are you okay with an og?
Excuse me?
My og, Petal. She sits in the front with me.
I might be a bit cramped because she's sitting in the back just as well.
She can't. She'll eat all the cabbages. But I love her. She's hilarious too. Isn't
yeah, she is.
She's
she is.
Very funny.
Oh, you have to see her. Like,
yeah.
Just
why she oinks?
Okay, could you give us just a moment?
We're just going to work out logistics very quickly.
Yeah. I like him.
What?
He's a down earth man.
Okay.
I talked to too many corporate people, I feel like.
Yeah, right. Okay. But if I went up and I got our stuff quickly, we just ask him to drop us at the airport and we go home.
I mean, a flight's not until tomorrow. I don't mind spending for an extra night in Dublin.
Well, you should have bought the extra nights in Dublin to begin with.
Well, I thought...
Then we wouldn't have been out of pocket for having to get that taxi from Dublin Airport to here.
It was a long journey, and I apologize.
And he was no crack, that driver.
No, he didn't laugh at any of my jokes.
No.
Yeah, but, I mean, we had a good time here. We sort of, you know...
I mean, we had time here. They served us a lot of cabbage in the restaurant.
We saw a corn maze. We saw a minefield. We saw a lot of things.
Right.
We saw a chicken infested radio tower. That was cool. I like that.
Yeah, okay.
We wouldn't have seen that in Dublin.
Do you want to stall for time and then I'll go and get our stuff?
I think we could just ask him to wait.
I don't know.
Jim, do you mind just waiting while we grab our stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm not leaving until Tuesday morn.
See, I think if we get our stuff and then remind him it's Tuesday morn now.
Oh, Pill will love this. She loves sitting on people's laps.
Oh, I know. She's a great one for the company.
Yeah. You ever need her in here at the lobby desk, you can have her.
I think it might be a story to tell if we let the hog right in front with us.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But just,
is it? I thought you'd object.
No, I sort of just want to get the luggage and the toiletries that I will steal so that we don't have to come back to this place. I'll take the story as long as it's a one-directional story.
So you're probably... Okay, so you don't want to come back. Your problem wasn't that... You expected Dublin, and this is just a change of expectation, because I wouldn't mind coming back.
No, I want Dublin. We are going to Dublin.
But what I'm saying is, if this
my Pinterest board was for Dublin.
Yes.
My itinerary was for Dublin.
I understand.
Dublin? I'm going there Tuesday morn.
Yeah. You're providing a great service for these city folks, Jim.
Thank you, yeah.
All I'm saying is...
It's not like this in Cork.
No, it's not like this in Cork. I mean, that's why I like coming here. What I'm saying is we can go to Dublin, enjoy our time there, and then next year we come here intentionally.
Yeah.
Next year. I just feel like there's a lot to explore.
As if it'll be a next anniversary.
I think so. Do you know?
Well, a year's a long time.
You're just stressed.
Oh, you want to use stressed? You should old battle the old Johnny. She's a wonderful stress ball, like a big oinky pink stress ball. Loves a good cuddle, so she does.
And you'll need to decide which one of you is sitting on Jim's lap. It is a two-seater cab.
Yes, Petal will sit on one of you, and one of you will sit on me.
Well, I think he's your new best friend, so you can sit on his lap.
And I think you really need to hold
Petal. Squeeze the pig.
Yeah, I think that will relax you. And you know what? I think by the time we get down to Dublin, we'll be looking forward to our next anniversary. I'm confident. We've had this argument every year.
Well, let's not jump the gun.
There is a gun in the glove box, just in case anyone tries to rob our cabbages.
Great. But
Petal will attack most people, so.
Do you hear that? The gun's going to be on my side.
Yes, just the way I like it. It's like when we go to sleep at night, it's on your side of the bed.
Someone reported a bomb.
Hello, is that hello? You, the bomb squad? Is that
where's
you?
Bomb disposal. Where is the bomb?
That was
why is there still people in this building? These would get evacuated.
They're filling in their forms.
There's a clock.
Filling it. There's a bomb, and you're getting them to fill out. Get them out of the building immediately.
There's a bomb disposal.
Tell me where the bomb is.
Well, everyone, God. Take your bomb disposal forms and fill them out as we go along. Okay, everyone.
Do you know how much these cost?
Where is the bomb? What does it look like? I need to go and dispose of it.
You saw it. You saw it. It was ticking. He says it's a pink pair of shoes.
A
size
pair
2.
Of shoes.
They're sitting in the middle of the floor. There's the nice big round desk in the middle of the floor.
A ticking pair of shoes.
Ticking pair of shoes. These kids these days, you know, they put wheels and stuff on shoes. I think maybe they put clocks in them.
There's
now.
A clock in the shoe.
Is it that big round desk? Is it
a
that
big round desk?
Right, I'll go and see what I can do.
Okay. Everyone take their forms and get out, because basically we're going to fill them out. Now lift the pen, although they're chained to the pen, so we'll have to bring the desk. Okay?
Can I go, boss? Can I go, boss? I'm too young to die. I'm too young to die.
Calm down, Randy. Don't worry. Look, the form will determine whether you're too young to die. The form will determine if you're too young to die, because that's a question on the form. Remember, the bomb disposal form, it's 17 pages. Yeah. 17 pages long.
I've finished filling it in.
Which form have you finished in? Is that your 5-page form, or is that the 5-page? Well,
yes.
Unfortunately, that form now is trumped by the bomb disposal form, so you'll have to fill in the 17-page form. Yeah. Okay, right, everyone, could you lift the desk here? Just lift the desk, because we're going to have to bring the pen with us.
I can't see my writing anymore. My tears have wiped out the ink.
Can you bring me the shoes so I can see them for the last time?
They're ticking bomb. They're a bomb, sir. They've been identified as a bomb. That trumps them as a shoe.
It's quite all right. It's not a bomb. Somebody put a watch inside a pair of pink ballet pumps?
Yes.
Is that yours then, sir?
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to put them there, because I think if you're going to claim lost property now, you're going to have to fill in another form, sir.
So I got Trevetti on my front door, so I did, and the postman, he was true to his word, so that was good now. But he had indeed been handing the packages to someone right in the door, so he had been. But sure enough now, that wasn't me, and I could prove it, because sure wouldn't I be the one receiving the packages if I was the one who had been receiving the packages? I would remember that, I think. And even if I did forget, because sometimes I do forget things now, but I'd have the package, you know, as a reminder of receiving the package. So, of course, the Ring doorbell, it's only capturing the hand of whoever's receiving the package, and that's no use to nobody now. So what did I do? Sure, I turned it around, didn't I? I turned the doorbell to face the door, and that's when all my suspicions were confirmed, because, right enough, I was seeing my neighbour every day. Sure enough, there he is, opening my door and receiving my packages. And then he just waits. He waits until the postman leaves, and then he says goodbye, and he just saunters on over to his house, so he does. And I confronted him about this, of course, now. Now that I had video evidence, sure, I was confronting him right away. But sure, didn't he say that looks like footage of him in his front porch? Which was, to be fair to him, a good argument in his defence. Because our houses are exactly the same build, so I didn't have a leg to stand on there. So I asked him for my spare key back, and he said, "Oh, no, he couldn't be doing that now. Of course, it's my spare key," so I says to him, I said, "Hey, it doesn't matter what you think here now. It's my spare key, and sure, I want it back now, don't I?" But he comes back at me and says that I have hurt his feelings. Of course, there's me hurting his feelings by accusing him of this sort of thing now, hey? And making his reputation go down a bit of a drain, so he says. So I did. I let him keep the keys, because I felt bad about it. But then I was reading a bit of psychology stuff online. I just happened to stumble upon it one day, you know. And it seemed like he was doing some sort of a term they call in the psychological circles, the abusive term known as a DARFO, which is where the offender, they deny the accusation that has been thrown at them, and then they attack the victim by reversing the victim and the offender. And sure enough, the more I read in this DARFO thing, the more it seemed like that's exactly what he had done to me now. He had convinced me that I was in the wrong for just wanting my package back, and sure, having the audacity to simply accuse him of doing the exact thing I knew he'd been doing, and I had the video footage to prove it, sure. So what would I do here now? Was the next plan of action for me was that I would get my locks changed. And I did that, but then, of course, I don't trust my neighbour on the other side, because he's a wild man, you know. He is a wild man for snooping in your cupboards and, like, seeing what medication you're on, and I don't want any of that sort of nonsense going on. So I ended up having to just give my new spare key right back to John. And John, he's the neighbour who has been stealing the packages. Don't know if I've said that before, but sure. John McCauley, that's his name, so it is. So I got a wee guard dog, so I did. And sure enough, the next time that John tried to steal my packages, sure didn't my new dog just, didn't it just clean tear a hamstring right out of his body now, so it did. And Jesus, it was brutal, but sure, it did the job now, because he hasn't been back since. I was ordered by the court to pay his medical fees, and they're fairly hefty now. Even know that he was the one to break into my house now. But sure, you know, it is what it is, because I'll happily pay anything that the court asked me to there, because sure didn't I get it all on my Ring doorbell, and by Jesus, that video of that dog ripping his hamstring clean out of his body, sure that video, that's priceless to me now, you know, so it is.
Well, darling, how was your work today?
Oh, well, that's the usual, you know, now, Tommy. I really try. I love this wee village. I love the village part of the town, you know. People don't take it seriously.
And did you take them on a tour today?
I took them on the tour now to the village part of the town, and I showed them the horse.
Oh, that sounds lovely, darling.
I know, but you know, this wee boy...
Was it a good crowd?
It was a good wee crowd now. But three today.
Three?
But three today. Sure did, and the horse...
No troublemakers?
Oh, aye, there was a troublemaker now.
Troublemaker?
I can handle troublemakers now, Tom. Sure I handle you?
I know you can. You're a good woman. I just worry you're getting older.
I know, but I love this wee village part of the town.
I know you love this wee village part of the town, but this town, I don't know if it's safe anymore.
Now listen, are you speaking to that wee boy? Because I can tell you, that horse did not kick anybody.
I don't know what wee boy you're talking about.
The horse did not kick anybody, Tommy. Look me in the eyes.
But
haven't
horses
you seen these
can
eyes
kick people.
For 47 years? 47 years you've looked into these eyes. Do these eyes look like somebody's lying to you?
No, darling, you don't lie.
Thank you, Tommy. Give us a wee kiss now.
Mum, why did you bring us to this house for to end the tour? It's really, really underwhelming. There's nothing here. I mean, I didn't like the horses, but at least there was a horse.
I don't know. I just kept asking her how old the town was, and she wouldn't tell us. And then she said we had to come to this house and just wait.
She just left us here in the garden.
I don't know what we're waiting on.
She just left us here in the garden.
Like, it's getting dark. I'm actually kind of scared.
Tommy, I've something to tell you. I know you say leave your work at home, but... Or don't bring your work home, sorry, leave it at work. But I've brought some of the tourists home with me.
Oh, darling, I wish you'd said. I had all my top hats today.
They're in the garden.
I know, but if you'd let me know, I would have saved a few. Give them something to eat. Now I'm just... I've got nothing to offer them. I feel worthless.
Should we bring them in?
And what, leave them in the spare room?
We'll bring them in here to the kitchen. We'll have a wee chat with them. We're not staying over now or anything. Ach, Tommy,
no,
don't be silly.
Can't make small talk with strangers.
I've made small talk with them about the village all day, but I didn't get to finish the tour because of some man called Keith that just would honestly complain.
Darling, you're a master at small talk. You're the only person I talk to. What am I going to say to people who aren't you?
Tommy, shout out that window for them to come in.
I'm not opening that window.
Shout out that window.
No, I won't open the window.
I'll have to do it myself.
No, I'll do it.
Thank you.
Mum, there's barbed wire on top of that fence. There's barbed wire on the top of the fence. There's no way out. There's no way out. There's no gate. There's no gate.
I know.
She brought us in. There's only that one way in.
I don't know what to do. I think, personally, we should knock out Keith. Because he's been weird all evening. And
is this
then,
class at the tour?
And then we use his body to up over the barbed wire.
I'm right here.
and then climb up over it.
But no, we can't do that. We can't do that. No, I don't want to be stuck here in Dumbracken. Why'd you bring me to Dumbracken?
The tour company said it was the place to be. This was part of like a historical. I thought we had, you know, learn a lot. She didn't even know how old the village was.
She told us that we had to walk down that one path, and if we took one step off, we'd know about it. I mean, this is what is going on here.
I don't know. Keith, would you hand me that bit of wood?
What?
Hand me that bit of wood.
Oh, I can talk now, can I?
Hello? Did you hear Tommy shouting out the window? Tommy, shout again.
Come on in.
Oh, you're so welcome, you see, I told you. Come on in.
Who the hell's that?
Tommy, apparently.
Oh. I'll just open the door for you.
I've nothing to be scared of.
There you go. It's open.
It was like six locks. We're not going to go in. No, we're not going in the house.
13.
13 locks?
Just trust your mother. It'll be okay.
Well, then, as you walk in through the door, you'll see the 13 locks there to your left, okay? And this is one of the oldest houses in the village part of the town. Come on in.
Darling, tell them how old it is.
It is older than most of the people in this village.
Back to Dumbracken is created, produced and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Rachel Coulter, James Geddes, Saul Greenberg, Christine Clark, Stephen McLennan, Claire Nugent, and Stephen Conville. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dumbracken very soon.